Chapter 2. The surprise is next to the island's famous banyan tree arch, Barbie explained as she drove. She couldn't wait until the girls found out that they were going to the island's dancing horse festival. Stacy perked up.
I read about a hiking path that goes right through the banyan tree arch.
Skipper whipped out her cell phone.
I'll use my GPS for directions.
She stuck her arm out of the golf cart. She wiggled it in every direction.
No reception, she said, frowning.
Stacy and Chelsea tried their phones. Neither one had any signal at all.
How are we going to get there without GPS?
Skipper wondered.
Maybe we should just go back to the hotel, Chelsea grumbled.
But Barbie wasn't worried. There's only one road around the island. It can't be that hard to find the festival. The girls drove through the rainforest. Eventually, Barbie pointed at a giant spindly tree. A tunnel ran through its middle. It was big enough to walk through.
Look, she exclaimed, the banyan tree arch.
Forget the tree. Are those dancing horses?
Chelsea asked excitedly.
Cool!
I knew you guys would like it, Barbie said. I mean, they're dancing horses. Barbie pulled into a parking area. She parked next to an SUV with a horse trailer attached to it. The girls and puppies made their way through the crowd to the outdoor arena. The sisters took their seats. The puppies played nearby. The show was about to begin in the center ring. Music played and a horse trainer entered the ring. She led a brown, bright-eyed horse through its paces.
Beauty, here is the youngest member of our dancing troupe, she explained into her microphone. Beauty paused, and Chelsea saw that she was nervous.
You can do it, Beauty,
Chelsea shouted. Beauty pranced around the ring.
Beauty's mother, Silver, was our first champion, the trainer continued.
Barbie noticed...